Welcome to my echo chamber slash nightmare. This is Adam Paulus at the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is a Friday before Halloween because it's October 28th, 2011, and I am overmodulated. I'm in the red. It's really hard to get the voice thing right on here because of the echo in my basement and audio levels, and I don't have it right yet, which you probably figured out. Anyway, I'm back from my mini trips across the United States. The things I do for the toy industry. I want to stop doing it for a bit. I'm very tired, but I have things to talk to you about, so let's get started with movies. New at the box office this week are In Time, Puss in Boots, and The Rum Diary. Last weekend's top five at the box office were Paranormal Activity 3 with $52.6 million. That's a lot of money. Real Steel, $10.8 million. Footloose, $10.4 million. The Three Musketeers, $8.7 million. And The Ides of March, $4.9 million. In the news, Beavis and Butthead returned to MTV last night. 24 episodes have been created and will presumably be run at 3 a.m. on MTV2 for the next 12 years. Lots of sequel announcements this week. Ben Stiller is talking about Zoolander 2, assuming he's not kidding, while Brad Bird is talking about a sequel to Pixar's The Incredibles, and the Farrelly brothers are talking about Dumb and Dumber 2, a real one with Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels this time. And the original one, if you want to feel old, was 17 years ago. This week, Universal Pictures hired screenwriter Jeff Orloff to begin work on the script for a new Battlestar Galactica feature based on the 1970s TV show, and not the new one for some reason. After making Netflix wait for DVD rentals, now Blockbuster is being made to wait a month by Warner Brothers for new releases. According to Studio Briefing, they've been buying DVDs at retailers so their stores would have something to rent day and date, which is basically how video game rentals used to work back in the day. An AVClub.com article confirms the Muppet Giants has something new called Album Raises New and Troubling Questions, which sounds like another in a string of rarities compilations. Traditionally, if you're the Muppet Giants fan, these are pretty good. Miscellaneous Tea and They Got Lost are both excellent collections of songs, if you like that kind of thing. And I do.
On sale at Entertainment Earth.
Mezco Toys. Save 20% on our in-stock Mezco Toys, including action figures, werewolves, Living Dead dolls, South Park, and so much more. We have a lot of really great stuff, including Kick-Ass, Saw, and Horror. So don't dawdle. Order today. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com, but hurry because these sale prices end Tuesday night. In the toy news, GIJoeClub.com has confirmed Iron Claw is coming to the club subscriptions, and that is exciting. New LEGO update at thebrothersbrick.com confirms that next year you'll be able to get new LEGO City Police sets with bears, cabins, all these outdoorsy things that lets you actually run moonshine, assuming you make your own LEGO moonshine. And we don't advocate that kind of thing. It might explode in your bathtub. Also, the LEGO Black Pearl has been revealed. You can order it or see a picture on Entertainment Earth right now. And it's very black. The sails are black, the bricks are black, everything is black. I mean, I think other than like the Batmobile, there isn't anything this black. Funko has new six mini Star Wars bobbleheads, Darth Vader, Chewbacca, Yoda, Stormtrooper, R2-D2, and C-3PO. Pictures may be up by the time you hear this. Fansite tformers.com has new pictures of the Japanese release of Wind Charger and a two-pack featuring its black redeco called Wipeout. These will be out in Japan soon. We added a ton of new Hunger Games and Twilight stuff from NECA, including bookmarks, artwork, stickers, jewelry, pretty much everything you could want except action figures. So check those out. And I assume pictures will be up soon, if they're not up already. We also added several new anime statues. You won't want to miss those. Just go to entertainmentearth.com/anime.asp or go to our, site and click on the big anime button on the top of the page. That's all for this week. I got a lot to make up for. I was out of the office traveling for business reasons, and there's a lot to do. So see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. If you enjoyed this show, please tell a friend. And if you have Twitter or Facebook or whatever, you can follow us on Twitter at EntEarth or Facebook. Just search Entertainment Earth, and you can tell your friends there too, if you want. No pressure. See you next time. Oh, and happy Halloween.